What did you see today? Coach Yeager was specifically pretty complimentary of Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, Kyle really is a very skilled player, unique at his size, you know, close to 6'9", one of the best passers in the college game, very productive at UCLA. He's clearly going to go high in this draft.
So you liked what you saw from him. Anybody else specifically just today stand out or throughout the process?
Well, I thought this is a very good group. These guys are very competitive. They push themselves, you know, even in the dreaded 3-minute run at the end. All these guys are very accomplished college players. You know, Devontae Burton was very good for Nevada. You didn't hear a lot about that team this year. Very productive. Jordan Adams, first-team All-Pac-10 performer. Everybody out there has done something at their level very impressive, or we wouldn't have them in here.
What's it been like kind of getting back into the fold with your role changing and being a little bit fluid? How has this felt, having such a role in this draft process?
It's like riding a bike, you know what I mean?
You're getting back on it?
Yeah, it's no big deal, all right? No, I was here watching games all year. What we do. So you're never that far removed for it, and there's so much great coverage you all in the media provide on these players, so it's very easy to be up on them.
How important is it to get this pick right?
Well, it's important to get any pick right. I mean, no pick's a throwaway pick. So we're taking this just as seriously if we had the number one pick, and we think there'd be enough talent to wash up over this pick on draft night, and then we get somebody that can come in and have a future here with the Grizzlies.
Do you want someone who can contribute right? Obviously, that would be the
optimal thing. Yeah, you can't skewer the pick like, well, we think this guy can contribute more than the other, because sometimes these guys you think are going to take a while, their talent kicks in, they pass these other guys. So you realize there's a learning curve. There's an introductory period for virtually every guy that comes into the NBA. But, you know, you're hoping a guy contributes, you know, sooner than 5 years. You know what I mean?
It's a contending team.
Yeah.
Are you more apt to say, guy would contribute rather than a 3-year project, sort of? Is that
I don't think you're ever going looking for a 3-year project. I mean, I'm more optimistic to young players than that. I think they can contribute quicker than what you expect. But we're not going to view this strictly under the prism of who can come in here and give us the most productivity at the earliest.
How much is it a puzzle, in other words? You might need a power forward depending on whether Zach is back, depending on whether Davis is back.
Right.
So have you figured that stuff out first?
I'm going to tell you, if you go look at the drafts, I look at and study these things all the time. A good portion of the mistakes made are when teams gear it towards need rather than talent. And just over the course of time, that comes up time and time again. So the draft is a chance for you to grab talent. You're not hemmed in by your cap room. If you do a trade, obviously you've got to get two to tango. So this is a free shot at talent, and that's the way we're going to approach it.
How well has this process gone less than a week away from draft night?
Well, it's gone well. We've gotten, you know, a good cross-section of players in here. When you're at 22 where we are, there's a sizable number of guys that just say, hey, we don't need you. You know, we're going to go way ahead of 22. It's the same as every year. There's 40 players that think they'll go before us at 21. The math doesn't work out, so somebody's going to be there. But we've been pleased with the guys who have come here and worked out. And we don't have to have a guy in here for workout to take him. If the right player is available and he's refused to work out, we won't hold that against him.
But what are the chances that you all will do some extra dealing or dealing on draft?
Well, you can't predict that a week out. Most of those deals, you try to set them up, but they're done on the clock, so to speak. When teams say, hey, we're going to do a deal because our guy's gone that we really wanted. Or teams that are chasing their particular player may call you up for who are behind us and want to do something. So you have to prepare for the whole draft. You could end up with a much higher spot, or you could end up with multiple picks lower. So that's why you have to bring in a wide variety of guys and prepare for them. And the other reason when you bring in a wide variety of guys, it's not just about this draft of 2014. We're inventorying this whole class and getting to know them for the future. Because most of these guys, you're going to have a chance to trade for or sign a free agency, you know, as the years go on. Like, for example, I was in Boston and drafted Tony Allen in 2004, and we signed him down here in 2010 as a free agent. So you got to know these guys going in so you can appreciate the development they make in the NBA.
The evaluation process is one thing, but in terms of the decision-making process, when push comes to shove, how will that work?
Well, I think it'll be a collaborative process. I mean, Dave Yeager's been very involved in this. He's going to have his input, obviously John Hollinger and David Mintzberg. We'll talk to ownership and see how they see the process as well. So it'll be collaborative.
You don't know who's going to actually be the one.
Final thing.
Well, collaborative means group. last time I
somebody's
checked.
Somebody's got to make that phone call, though. Somebody's got to send that thing in.
Well, you have people to make the phone calls.
I mean, you know what
every
I mean?
Year,
you know what
right?
I mean? I mean, somebody's got to get that paper over
right
now. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think it'll all work out. And again, it's collaborative for virtually every team. There are very few czars left in the NBA.
Are you going to try to get another two? Is it one of the goals in the organization to get a two in this draft? And have you seen people?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be a two. I mean, it's just a guy that we all feel confident
in.
Second. You know, we would like to pick one up. Whether the price is right remains to be seen.
Chris, can you just explain to us what the process is with the general manager search, what you've been told, and what maybe moving forward role you expect to play?
Well, that's above my pay grade to search. I mean, that's going on at a higher level. I'm not the search guy. I'm the interim general manager right now, and worried about this draft and getting into free agency. So. I'm very comfortable with the relationship I have with all the people here and with Joe Boddy and Robert Pera, and very excited about the opportunity to come back here and work, and we'll see where it goes.
Then what about Zach? How's that process coming in?
What's that?
What about Zach as far as trying to sign him to a long-term deal?
Well, that's something that's ongoing. I mean, that goes on before I came back in. It's going forward now, and, we're very – excited about Zach, what he's done in the past, and hope you have him here in the future. I mean, this has really been a terrific boon for both sides. It's, he's obviously meant a great deal of us, both on and off the court, and Memphis has worked for him. This has been by far the best stop for him since he's been in the NBA. So, we're working towards that goal.
Do you feel good about
It getting done with Zach? Do you share that?
As I told you, on these things, they get done. You know what I mean? they always have in the past. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
I can't give you a timetable, a blow-by-blow description, but, I'm confident something will happen.
Where does it stand with, Nick Kalathis?
Well, Nick Kalathis is under contract.
The deal?
No, under the agreement with FIBA, the governing body of international basketball in the NBA, we have to honor each other's contracts. And he's under contract with the Grizzlies.
So he will be in the Grizzlies uniform next?
I can never say for certain anyone's going to be in a uniform this far out. There's trades, this type of thing. But the reports you've read, give you some information about that agreement. A player just can't leave an NBA contract and go to Europe.
Is it a team?
Or vice versa.
But his contract's not guaranteed, right? Is it a team?
But he's under contract. He's under contract. So
would there be a willingness to not guarantee that in exchange?
Well, we like Nick Kalathis. I mean, I thought Nick had a terrific first year in the NBA when you consider he was coming in from Europe and playing here for the first time. He's a tremendous passer. We like him, and he's in our plans.
Y'all reach out to him and tell him to cease with those discussions? Or?
Well, you got to understand now, everything you read is necessarily not true. And, again, he's under contract to us.
You got to qualify that, Davis.
What's that?
You got to qualify
that. That decision doesn't have to be made till the 30th. So,
Chris,
I don't want to comment prematurely.
You must know in terms of, does that shape the draft process?
No, none of this stuff, Zach, Ed Davis, anything else doesn't shape the draft process.
We're picking
this guy. So we feel that the guy that we're the most excited about at that time. And we'll do our homework late because I like to say you don't get any credit turning in early. So you decide at the last minute, you evaluate all the information you have, and then you make the decision fairly close to the time you got to make the pick.
So that decision has not been made in terms of Ed Davis yet?
It's just we don't have to do this.
Well, I know you don't have to turn
it, that's premature at this time. Yeah.
It's time for
Chris. There was a report yesterday at ESPN that the interim tack has been removed. Are you still the interim general manager here?
Well, I don't want to comment on my status here. I mean, again, I'm concerned about the here and now. We've got 6 days for this draft, and then July 1's right around the corner. And I'm not really worrying about titles or future role. As George Allen used to say, the future's now for me right here. This is next week and a little bit of time after we get to free agency. What did you?
I was just wanting to know the questions about all the other guys in free agency. What about Benno?
Well, Benno obviously played very well for us down the stretch and in the playoffs. And, he's another guy that we're very interested in. And I can't, really comment and put odds on whether he's going to be here or not. There's a lot of factors involved in that. But he certainly meant a lot to us, and we're very happy with him both on and off the court. And we'll be talking to him at the appropriate time.
All right. Thank